Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. The pandemic has affected everyone, but the impacts haven't been even across all groups. Communities of color and lower-income people have been hit harder. So has the disabled community. We wanted to hear more about that at this critical turning point in the pandemic, so we're joined now by Rick Glassman, the Director of Advocacy for the Boston-based Disability Law Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a broad question for a very diverse group, but what have the biggest challenges been with the pandemic?
Well, it's been a time of devastating loss in the disability community. It's a community that's been hit, like many communities of color, disproportionately and unfairly by segregated congregate settings where people have not fared well. And also because people have had underlying conditions that made them more vulnerable in the pandemic. And there have been a series of problems related to healthcare rationing, to restrictions on visitation, to do not resuscitate orders, and so on. Basically, the question of what happens after you become ill and whether there are accommodations that are made for folks with disabilities.
And has there been a recognition of those problems? Because, you know, often the problems of the disabled community go ignored or overlooked.
There have been, but it's been a challenging time for a number of reasons. So there have been times where the research has lagged behind the facts and the experiences and the concerns on the ground. So, for example, it took a long time for the government and for researchers to know that people with intellectual and developmental disabilities have a rate of death after COVID that is 6 times higher than the general population. And so we were slow to be able to respond to that.
Mask mandates are starting to be lifted in many communities. Also, the state will let its school mask mandate expire at the end of this month, although cities and towns do have the option to keep theirs in place. So what issues does this pose for people who are immunocompromised or live with a disability?
It's a complicated subject, and it's making its way through the courts right now. And so we'll have to see how a lot of it shakes out. But there are individuals with disabilities with compromised immune systems who can't fully participate if others are not wearing masks, or even may not be able to participate with masks. And the question is how to give those people equal opportunities.
What more can the state and federal government do in terms of helping the disabled community in the pandemic and in the recovery from the pandemic?
In spite of all of the pain and all of the loss, and not to minimize that, but in addition to that, there has been finally an opportunity to participate in work and civic life and religious services, community meetings, and other activities by remote technology, such as what we're doing right now. And so for the first time, people with disabilities have been able to participate in state and local government, to meet with their representatives, to attend hearings, to go to conferences, to attend work remotely, join college courses. So folks with mobility issues, chronic fatigue, pain, compromised immune systems, they've been asking for this for years. And they were told it's just not possible. The legal jargon that they would hear back is it's an undue hardship. And then in March of 2020, the whole state went remote in a matter of weeks. And we learned that it wasn't so expensive and impractical at all. And so there was this chaotic rush for half the country, it seemed, to learn how to use Zoom. And it just didn't have to be that way. So the question is, how do we retain the gains of remote electronic access?
Rick Glassman is Director of Advocacy with the Disability Law Center. Thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.